Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Courage to Overcome, the podcast for Christian women who are bravely navigating or recovering from toxic relationships and marriages. Today's episode dives deep into a provocative question. What is the real reason why narcissists get married? If you've ever wondered whether there's more beneath the surface of a narcissist's proposal, you're not alone. Marriage in God's design is meant to be a covenant of love, mutual respect, and sacrificial service. Yet for those whose partner displays narcissistic traits, the dream of sacred union often turns into a confusing journey of manipulation and hurt. So why do narcissists who are often incapable of real empathy ever choose marriage? Okay, so let's paint an imaginary scenario. Imagine Susan, a devoted Christian woman who met her husband at church. His charisma swept her off her feet, but years later, she's left wondering what changed. Did he ever truly love her, or was there another motivation behind walking down the aisle? Today, we're peeling back the layers to reveal what lies beneath the surface. Number one, seeking supply and status. The core motive for a narcissist in marriage isn't love, even though they may tell you that they love you, and they might even actually believe it. But the real motive is narcissistic supply. This includes admiration, emotional energy, and the reassurance that they matter. In Christian communities, marriage confers status. It means respectability, adulthood, and leadership positions. Narcissists crave these, often more than genuine intimacy. For them, the spotlight of a wedding isn't about a sacred union, but about how the event and the marriage serve them. Two, control and possession. Marriage provides the narcissist a legitimate means to control their partner's life, emotions, and activities. Under the guise of biblical submission, some narcissists twist scripture to justify power plays and manipulation, isolating their spouse from support and freedom. If you've ever felt spiritually suffocated rather than cherished and loved, you may have experienced this firsthand. Masking insecurity. Contrary to their outward confidence, narcissists often feel deeply insecure. Getting married can provide a mask hiding their vulnerabilities and lending them the appearance of stability. The commitment of a spouse reassures them they're wanted, needed, and important, but this isn't mutual love. It's using marriage to cover up a fragile sense of self. 4. Meeting social and cultural expectations. Particularly in Christian circles, marriage is seen as a milestone, a step towards maturity and respect. Narcissists know this. They're married to check boxes, to meet church expectations, or to prove something to others. The real tragedy? The spouse becomes a means to an end, a pawn to help the narcissist look normal or successful. 5. Avoiding loneliness and getting benefits. Beyond emotional supply, narcissists often seek out the benefits of partnership. A ready-made caretaker, financial resources, or someone to manage the home. In their mind, marriage is a transaction. They want what you provide, not who you are. So if you're listening and these dynamics feel painfully familiar, take heart. Understanding the real reasons narcissists get married is not a judgment on you. It's a key to reclaiming clarity and finding biblical wisdom. Remember, God's love is not manipulative. He calls us to freedom and genuine connection. If your marriage feels more like prison than a partnership, you are not alone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Courage to Overcome. Please like and subscribe. And until next time, take care and God bless.